This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, November 1, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, sections of Salem, Beverly, Hamilton, and Wenham were still without power Tuesday afternoon, a continued inconvenience for day-to-day life. For ALS patient Pete Frates, it's more than an inconvenience. Having electricity is a life-and-death situation, according to his father, Beverly City Councilor John Frates. Frates, who has lived with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis for more than 5 years, is restricted to a wheelchair and relies on a ventilator. Luckily, Pete and his wife and daughter live in Beverly with his parents, and they have a full house generator to power the home, including Pete's necessary equipment. As of mid-Tuesday, the generator had been on for roughly 36 to 40 hours, according to John, adding, "I'm hoping that the little engine out there will keep running." Hundreds of other North Shore residents remained in the dark Tuesday, scattered in small pockets, following a raging windstorm that took down trees and branches Sunday night and early Monday. National Grid reported 109,000 customers in the state were without power at 7 a.m. on Tuesday. About 500 extra crews, including some from out of state, were pulled in to help. In Salem, part of the Salem Common neighborhood was still without power, and in Hamilton and Wenham, a major power line running through both towns went down with a tree that fell across the lines. More on this story, written by Ariana McNeil, in today's Salem News. There's been an increase in store robberies in Lynn. Bill Newell has the details.
Rick Galicali of the Item of Lynn writes this story on today's front page. Two more convenience stores were robbed on Monday night after Lynn police issued an alert to the Lynn Area Chamber of Commerce warning about the recent armed robberies to businesses. Police responded to a robbery shortly after 10 p.m. Monday at Linden Market, located at 617 Summer Street, and learned that a man wearing a black hooded coat came into the store, showed a handgun, and demanded cash from the register. The 31-year-old male clerk opened the register and handed the man the money. The suspect then fled the store. Later that night, shortly before 11 p.m., police responded to a robbery at a Richdale store located at 59 North Franklin Street. A man wearing a sweatshirt with a hood pulled up over his face, came into the store with a knife and demanded that the cashier, a 34-year-old male, open the register. The clerk opened the register and the suspect took the money before running out of the store. Both incidents are under investigation. Police are also investigating five other convenience store and liquor store robberies from this month, including Monday night's incidents. Five convenience stores and two liquor stores have been robbed. In a recent alert to the Lynn Area Chamber of Commerce, Lynn Police Captain Mark O'Toole warned all restaurant, food service deliveries, and retail stores about the recent robberies. O'Toole said that he strongly suggests that victims of future robberies do not struggle or resist, especially if a handgun is displayed. Lieutenant Michael Kimmick said that the robberies are spread out all over the city, and in the past, when there's been one assailant or a couple of people working together for similar robberies, he said, robberies have gone in spurts. Quote, "It's too early in the investigation to determine whether it's multiple people committing random acts or a group targeting specific stores," Kimmick said. If anyone has information concerning the robberies, they may contact O'Toole from the Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division at 781-477-4306. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, tens of thousands of people traveled far and wide to celebrate the closing night of haunted happenings in Salem on Tuesday. Now the City of Peace returns to its residents. The season was widely reported as being the largest on record, from the kickoff parade having more floats than prior years to the Columbus Day weekend crowd reportedly dwarfing last year's final weekend. But by midnight Tuesday night, barriers had come down, hundreds of police from throughout the county returned to their homes, and street sweepers roared along roads filled with revelers just an hour or two earlier. As the tourists returned home as well, there was a sense of wonder that left with them. Just take note of Pretty Brown Nomad on Instagram, who posted a photo on Instagram with the caption, "Exploring Salem during Halloween has been on my bucket list for a while. This year, that dream came true." Or ask Dorothy, a very tall, 30-year-old bearded Dorothy, oh, and she's a he, according to Dustin Luca, from New Orleans, who's quoted as saying, "We wanted to experience the whimsicalness of Salem Halloween." Much more on the story in today's Salem News, story written by Dustin Luca. The Daily Item is reporting that the Lynn Police Department has joined the Police Assisted Addiction and Recovery Initiative, PARI, and has received an AmeriCorps grant to bring on 2 part-time recovery coaches to join the department's behavioral unit and increase the department's addiction and recovery program capacity. The statewide program, which launched earlier this month, will combine the power of service with the power of the recovery community and the power of police-based referral programs, placing 25 AmeriCorps members in host police department sites across Massachusetts, according to Lynn Police Lieutenant Michael Kamik. He's quoted as saying, Police Chief Michael McGeary is quoted as saying, the Lynn Police Department welcomes the addiction of the Police Assisted Addiction Recovery Initiative to our ongoing efforts to reach out to those who are struggling with addiction. Lynn is one of several police departments selected to receive an AmeriCorps grant from PARI to bring on AmeriCorps members to prevent overdose deaths and provide vital resources to community members with substance use disorders. More on this story in today's Daily Item. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.